Much of the experience of the coronavirus pandemic in our region has come down to waiting. If you test positive for COVID-19, what happens next? How are you notified? I wanted to find out what it would be like.
Hi, my name is Monroe, and I'm calling from the Omni County Department of Health. Is this Jackie?
Yes, it is.
Hi. So the reason I'm calling you today is because you were identified as a close contact to a laboratory-confirmed case of coronavirus. Were you aware of this?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. So basically, what I'm calling to talk to you about is something called mandatory quarantine. And what this is that for people exposed to coronavirus, for 14 days after their last exposure, people are required to stay at home and not leave the house except for medical care. So the reason I'm calling you is in order to enroll you in the Albany County Mandatory Quarantine Registry so that we have all the information to monitor your symptoms and anything you need during this period of quarantine.
That sample conversation is what you would hear if you or someone you came into contact with tested positive for the coronavirus. Now, I am not actually quarantined and I am not symptomatic, but Monroe Marshall actually is the person who makes those calls. Marshall is an epidemiology graduate student at UAlbany School of Public Health and a full-time intern at the Albany County Department of Health. Marshall is part of the team that reports the coronavirus statistics we've been reporting daily on WAMC.
When a person is identified with coronavirus, the epidemiologists do a case investigation where they ask people who they were in contact with since the last time they started developing symptoms. So we get that list, and then we contact all of those people, and we tell them that they were exposed, and we enroll them in the quarantine.
If you've been infected, the Department of Health calls every person you've been in contact with, and they are quarantined also. Marshall says when Albany County still had enough kits, he was making dozens of these calls per day. Now he makes about 5 calls per day.
Community testing was put on pause because there is not enough kits to test people, so only the sickest of people or healthcare workers are getting tested. But soon, we hope that community testing will start again here in Albany.
Marshall says the Department of Health is running low on supplies.
We are very scarce on things like thermometers that we used to be able to bring to people in quarantine who didn't have one to monitor their temperature. We've had donations of gloves and masks, but again, masks are really precious commodities that we're running short of all the time.
Marshall says the numbers are misleading.
When they hear the numbers in different counties like Albany County or the surrounding counties, and they see that they're not growing as much as counties downstate or on Long Island, the number of cases we have is not reflective of the community spread because we don't have community testing. So people with symptoms aren't able to get tested. So basically the number you see doesn't mean that the virus isn't spreading here. It is. We just don't have the numbers that represent it because of the lack of testing.
Marshall will graduate from UAlbany School of Public Health in May, even without a commencement ceremony. He says this experience of volunteering during a pandemic has reaffirmed that this is what he wants to do for a career.
Now I realize there's so much more to it, and I could successfully have a career and enjoy and be passionate about this work and helping to control the spread of different diseases.
For more coronavirus coverage, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Jackie Orchard.